This is G-Dub Radio. What do we want in our schools?
More after school activities.
Better lunches.
Less stress.
Activity that motivate people.
School spirit.
The best teacher.
More funding for school.
More language classes.
More resources.
More counselors.
Enthusiastic teachers.
Education.
What's up, y'all? You listen to G-Dub Radio. I'm your host, Jasmine Michelle, and today we're talking about the differences between private and public schools. We have Anna L., who interviewed a senior at George Washington named Sabria, who talks about the differences between a public and a private school. She went to Ivy League private school in her young age, but went to a public and middle high school. Let's hear what Sabria have to say about her experiences.
What was it like transitioning from a private school to a public school?
The transition from a private school to a public school was very difficult and very different. A private school was more interactive, more resources, more help, more people there for you, help you there with baby steps. Whereas though public school is like more independent, really on your own, you have a lot of freedom. Like, for instance, one time I was in the fifth grade and I had a project due. And it was on animals, and my animal was a carnivore. And I had to do a research paper on the animal and the habitat and where it had to go. Now, you know, as a young student, you don't really know what you're doing on the computer. You're young, you can learn everything. So my teacher guided me through the whole entire project from page 1 to page 5. She helped me the entire way. This is in my private school. I went to Ivy League private school. And it was just more helpful. Whereas though in public school now, if I need help with a project, I wouldn't get as much help. It would more be like an independent study. I had to find my way to do the work and the tools that I need to do the project.
So what would you say is the difference between the people and teachers at the public school versus the private school?
So like, it's basically like a family. Like, you know everybody in the private school, you connect with everybody. They're very helpful, very like cheerful, and you go to them about anything that can help you. You know everybody, like the environment is totally different.
The classrooms in private school and public schools, two totally different things. It was like up to 35 students in a public school, whereas though private school, you might get 15 to 20, probably 25, but it wasn't a lot of people. It was more help and more people to help me with what I was doing. It's more than one teacher in the classroom is what I'm trying to say. And I had sources that helped me instead of my teacher. And then I can go to somebody else and help me. Whereas on a public school, it's just like, you got to find your way. It's only one teacher in the classroom, so you have to bear with her and do everything basically on your own because there's more students in the class and she just can't tend to you the whole class. So it was like more overwhelming stuff in a public school than a private school.
So what would you say is the difference between the food at a private school than at a public school?
In a private school, the variety of food was bigger, had a lot more choices, and in my expectation, it's healthier than a public school food. Private schools, they had actual chefs, actual cooks that would cook your meals every day. We had different meals. Our snacks was better than a public school. Like, my private school had one vending machine. It was a juice vending machine, but it was like Gatorades and Powerades and like water. Whereas now we have like, in a public school, you have like juices and sodas. You get candy now in the vending machines. It wasn't really like, they wasn't healthy for it. They might have like posters here and there on the public wall, like fruits are good for you, da da da, but they wasn't really giving what they're advertising. Whereas though a private school is giving what they advertise. I had a fruit with my meal every day, I had a different meal every day. It wasn't microwave, it was actually cooked. And it was just like, it tastes better. It was good.
Why is it important for others to hear your story?
It's important for people to hear the difference because some people might not know what they're jumping into. There's been a lot of questions about what type of school is this, what type of school is that, because there's different types of school in the world. You have charter schools, you have private schools, you have public schools, you got church schools, you got Catholic schools. It's all these different types of schools, and you don't know what you expect when you're walking into something new. This could be new for somebody, like somebody from right overseas or somebody just never been to school. They was homeschooled, so this could be new. So I wanted to share my experience on how the different, how I felt between different schools, a private school and a public school.
Did you learn something today? I learned that private schools are more interactive, have smaller class sizes, and offer healthier food choices. I am left wondering why students at private schools have more resources and better learning environments than students at public schools. This is Jasmine. I'll see y'all later. Mm-hmm.